Seth Hoffman and Southern. One ago, we have limited info from MCSO. An RP witnessed a subject breaking into a vehicle and then leave south on Fossaman in a green Subaru with no plate. The call was transferred from MCSO and then it disconnected on the transfer. We have no further.
Do we have a time delay?
It was one ago when they called it in.
And do we know where the vehicle that was being broken into is?
No, that's all we know so far.
Okay, if you just want to detail that, I can advise on it.
Okay, 2 Baker 71, I'll show you 10-8.
Okay.
2 Baker 71, any other units? I can break in. Sam 75, you copy of 492.
75.
It's Madison School, 849 South Sunnyvale. About 10 ago, the RP dropped her children off. The male is sitting in a vehicle staring at the children. The RP thinks that they were taking pictures. There's no weapons or injuries.
Okay, 71, I'll advise, but he's made no contact with any kids. He's just sitting there.
That's all I have so far, and it's a white minivan parked on the lane I just east. Air 76, copy of 900.
76.
And any other that can, other unit that can break over 96950 East Main Street at the Chase Bank. 101 is in front of the ATM and yelling. She's holding a piece of wood with no threats. White female, early 50s, wearing a maroon jacket and beige shorts. About 5'6", 180, gray hair and a ponytail. She appears homeless and has 2 backpacks next to her.
Should copy.
Unit for that 900 on Main.
Baker 7600.
Chief Baker 77, we have the RP on the 21 now saying it occurred at Ed Rice and the suspect vehicle went south. It says it's a green Subaru Outback. It had no plate and it was a hand truck strapped on the top, and driver's a white male, 25, 5'10", 140, wearing a black baseball cap, a black shirt, and the RP thought he was 235.
Yeah.